Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And as a reminder, go to otrwesterns.com/survey or check the mobile app and click on the survey link. That will let me know what my demographic is, and I deeply appreciate it. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is August 11th, 1954, and the title is Outlaw Trail. I hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Outlaw Trail. Despite the vast reaches of the Southwest of the 1870s, outlaws had certain trails they followed in escaping from the law, certain territories in which they hid out. Law enforcement officers were quick to learn this. And so it is that hard-bitten Sheriff Dan Moley, a deputy, and two men of a posse are riding along the river trail into the Gunstock Hills, a day out of the town of Apache Crossing.
I sure hope your hunch is right, Sheriff.
Sure, I figure it is.
Yeah, but we ain't run across any tracks yet. Seems if we would by this time if them killers came this way.
Yeah, there's more than one trail into this country, Deputy. Chances are them two took another one. But the trails all meet up ahead.
So you think that after they robbed the store and gunned down old Thompson, they lit out for Gunstock, huh?
Yeah. George Hammond will most likely be prospecting somewhere around here. We run across him, we'll ask him if he's seen a couple of hombres ride past.
He's a plumb unfriendly critter, George Hammond.
He'll answer my question. But I got a pretty good idea who pulled off that job. I got word 2 days ago that him and his partner are riding in this country.
Well, who are you talking about, Sheriff?
The Cisco Kid. Let's be getting along. Get up!
Get up! Up. Get up!
So, we commit murder for a measly $92.
Ah, quit your belly again, Suggs. How'd I know that was all the money the old buzzard had in the till?
I ain't kicking about the murder, Montana. I'm kicking because we didn't get more money.
Next time, we'll make sure ahead of time how much money there's going to be on the job. I could use more money myself. Hey, wait a minute, Suggs. Ooh.
Oh, 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 oh. What do you see, Montana?
Well, I get these glasses leveled. Yeah, somebody down there by the river. Yeah, it's a prospector. He's panning for gold.
Gold, eh? Maybe we better ride down there and call on him.
Wait a minute, wait. By thunder, he is panning gold out of that river, Suggs. Well, look on his face, he's hit it rich.
Hey, look. Huh? Up in the bluff, just beyond him. There's a couple of riders.
Yeah.
Let me see them glasses, Montana.
Okay.
Might be Sheriff Dan Moley. He's a sticker once he gets started. Uh-huh. No, it ain't him. Hey, it's your Cisco Kid and the fat one that's always with him.
Cisco?
Eh, blast it all. They're riding. It'll take them right down there with that prospector. Let's go down and get him, Montana.
Not me. I ain't mixing with that Cisco Kid at close quarters. I've seen him in action.
Yeah, but that gold...
We'll get it. We'll be smart about it. We both got rifles. We both know how to use them. All right, come on. Let's get down a little closer. Then we'll get all three of them. Easy.
I'm just thirsty for drinking water, Cisco. And you're thirsty, too.
See, Cisco? Lobo say he's thirsty.
We'll be down at the river in a moment, Pancho. Then we can drink our fill.
We fill our canteens too, no?
Si. Uh-huh. It was a hot ride across the desert, amigo.
Very hot.
From here to Apache Crossing, we can ride alongside the river.
Where we ride to Apache Crossing, Cisco?
Oh, just to see the town again, Chico. It's been a long time since we were there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, to find out if the old storekeeper, Senor Thompson, got the money I left for those two boxes of cartridges.
You not pay the money to Senor Thompson, Cisco?
He was not in the store at the time.
Oh.
No one was there. So I took the two boxes and left the money on the counter, along with a note of explanation. Yeah, look ahead, Pancho.
Where?
Someone's down at the river.
Hey, hunt for gold, Cisco.
Hey, that is what he's doing. Oh, Diablo, who?
Who?
Yeah, there's water for you, Diablo. Help yourself.
Help yourself, Lobo.
Buenos dias, senor.
Buenos dias, senor. You got the good luck, no?
All right, that's near enough. What do you hombres want here?
We came to the river for water, senor.
Well, you can go somewhere else on the river for your water. Now get out of here.
Be careful with the gun, hombre.
You heard me. Get going.
You do not own this river, senor. So, Pancho and I will leave here when we are good and ready. Let us drink, Pancho.
Yeah, si, we drink. With one eye on that gun, Cisco.
I said get out of here and I meant it.
Look out, Cisco!
You are careless with that gun, hombre. I will take it away from you. Madre mía, what is this?
No, hombre, fall down, Cisco. Santo, somebody shoot at us, Cisco.
Behind those rocks, Pancho. Quickly.
Yeah, si, quickly.
Someone is shooting from up on that hill. One of their bullets hit the prospector.
Oh, who those hombres up there, Cisco?
I have no idea, Pancho.
They shoot at us or him?
I would say they were shooting at the three of us, but I do not know for sure. The time being, we will stay right here behind these rocks.
Guys are coming down the river, Cisco.
Yeah, si. Let us be on our guard, amigo.
Ah. Uh-oh. With the sheriff and the deputy, Cisco.
Si, and two other men.
Get your hands up, Cisco. You and your partner both. Put your guns on them, boys.
As you wish, Senor Sheriff.
Old Hammond did, huh? Gun down. I'll have a look at this gun on the shore. One bullet fired. What you got to say about this, Cisco?
I have this to say, Sheriff. The bullet that killed him came from up on the hillside across this river.
Yeah? From around the bend down river, caught one glimpse of you and Hammond fighting.
See, that is true.
He tell us to get out, Senor Sheriff. We got a right to drink at the river, no?
Keep him up, you two.
What about that store holder back in Apache Crossing? What about gunning down old man Thompson?
We know nothing whatever about that, Sheriff.
And how is it that old man Thompson told me more than once how you stole ammunition from him?
That is not true. I left the money to pay for that ammunition.
Cisco left the money.
That's a mighty thin story, if you ask me, Sheriff. Cisco here would cheat Thompson. He'd rob him and kill him.
Cisco not cheat nobody, not rob nobody, not kill nobody.
You are greatly mistaken, Senor Sheriff. Pancho and I have not been in Apache Crossing for 2 years. And as for the death of this hombre here...
That's enough, Cisco. I'm arresting you and your partner on suspicion of robbery and murder.
What we do, Cisco?
You ready to ride, Pancho?
Uh-huh.
I see it is no use trying to convince you, Senor Sheriff. However, if you will take one look up on that hillside...
Now, Pancho! Now, Pancho!
Go! Run him down!
Too close. Can't hit you, Cisco.
No.
We get out of this country, huh?
No, Pancho, we will not. We are going to stay and clear our names of that charge of murder.
Ah, that's mighty lucky for us, Suggs. Mighty lucky. I hadn't counted on that.
On what?
On the sheriff's riding into that setup down there. I saw the whole thing through these glasses.
He thinks Cisco got the prospector, huh?
Yeah, he must. Anyway, he's riding after Cisco now.
Yeah, but what about this, Montana? The sheriff was close enough to hear our rifle shots.
Yeah, maybe he didn't hear them on account of the canyon walls. Maybe he was riding over rough ground, or maybe the river rapids drowned out the shots. Anyway, he's after Cisco now, not us. This gives us a good chance to get that Cisco kit.
Come on.
Slide down to where that guy was prospecting.
Seems to me we ought to let well enough alone where Cisco's concerned.
Get up.
Come on. Have it.
Look, Suggs. That Cisco kid's smart. He's going to hang around here now and find out what's going on.
Yes.
Shut up and listen, will you? As soon as he shakes off the sheriff, he's going to ride back and look things over down there. Right then is when we dry gulch him and the other one. They'll hide their bodies, and the sheriff will think they've skipped the country.
Navajo.
Oh, Navajo, Navajo.
Listen, Pancho.
Listen, Pancho.
I think we've thrown out the pursuit, amigo.
Riding the big circle, Cisco.
See, and for a while we rode in the shallows of the river, so the sheriff would lose our tracks. Look, back there, Pancho.
The sheriff and the party, way back, Cisco.
See, and they are on another trail. Now we can get back to the scene of that shooting. You're not far from there now. Come on, Diego.
Come on, Lobo. Back to the shore, Cisco?
See? Take one thing at a time, Pancho. First, we find out what we can about the killing of the prospector. Then we find out about the murder of Senor Thompson.
The sheriff says Senor Thompson had get the money that you left with the cartridges.
As much as said, Sir Chico. It's quite possible Senor Thompson did not. Someone may have come in and picked up the money.
And the note.
Si.
So Senor Thompson thinks we the bandidos, no?
Well, that is understandable. I should have waited and paid the money to him directly.
What Pancho want to know, Cisco, is who fired those bullets from the hill?
That is what I want to know, too. And that is what I'm going to know, if possible. Hold up, hold.
Hold up, hold up, hold.
Yeah, better go on the rest of the way on foot, Pancho.
Right there, Cisco?
I think it would not be wise. Those hombres may have come down to the shore to find out the result of their shooting. If so, they may still be around here.
Why don't you keep the eye open, Cisco?
Keep both eyes open, Chico.
Both eyes open.
All right, come on. Walk quietly.
Cisco, think these hombres are the ones that robbed the store and killed Senor Thompson?
I do not know. It's possible.
Do you see any tracks ahead?
No, I do not. Not as yet, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
I may be mistaken about those hombres coming down here.
Yes.
Body of the prospector is lying just as it was before.
Wait.
Thought I saw a shadow move at the edge of those big rocks.
Pancho, not see a shadow, Cisco.
Well, I have it, son.
Down, Pancho. Those coyotes. Try to dry gulches, Pancho. We'll see about that.
Look out, Cisco, they shoot again.
That's it, son.
They're going to try to kill us, will you, hombres?
Get away from Montana.
That's just what I'm aiming to do.
And while Pancho got the bullwhip, hombre.
Ah, you pack rat.
Montana and Suggs. I remember those names, hombre.
You won't remember nothing when I get through with you, Cisco.
It remains to be seen, hombre.
Cisco, the sheriff, come back.
He is coming back. Just the right time, Pancho, to take these hombres to jail.
I'm getting out of here, Montana.
So am I.
After them, Pancho.
Did you get the bullwhip again, Cisco, huh?
Can we go out, Cisco? You too, fat one.
Good, you're called fat one.
This time we mean business. Take just one step, and we gun you both down.
What do we do, Cisco? We run?
No, horses are too far away, Pancho. Sheriff, you saw those hombres run away. Get them for questioning.
You're the two I want, you're the two I got.
But you can at least send two of your men after them, Sheriff. Mother mia, that is only the part of wisdom.
Shut up! Deputy, you and Sam get down off your horses. Get these hombres' guns and tie them up tight with that rawhide rope.
Very well, Sheriff. Pancho and I will go with you this time. We have no choice. But I tell you, you are arresting the wrong one.
I'll be the judge of that. You're a bad hombre, Cisco, and you're going to swing for these murders.
And there's no doubt the sheriff means exactly what he says. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Outlaw Trail. On their way to the town of Apache Crossing, Cisco and Pancho became innocently involved in the murder of a prospector by unseen gunmen. Escaping from the sheriff and his posse, our friends circled back to the scene of the shooting and closed with the two killers, Montana and Suggs. Just then, the sheriff returned, and paying no attention to the real bandits, ordered Cisco and Pancho to throw up their hands. Now,
tie them up good and tight, Deputy.
Sure will, Sheriff, if I get their guns.
Sheriff, I tell you, you are making a big mistake. Those hombres who ran for their horses are the ones you want.
See, you run after them, Sheriff.
Oh, and let you two hombres get away again? Nothing to run.
Hold still now.
We did not kill these prospector. We know nothing of the robbery and murder at that store in Apache Crossing.
Might as well save your breath, Cisco. You're the ones I was after, and you're the ones I got. Go get the horses, Deputy, and we'll start back for town.
wait here for a minute, Suggs, and see what happens back there. Now, you got some field glasses?
Yeah.
Now, let me have them. Ooh.
Oh, oh. I don't see no point in stopping. If you ask me, we'd ought to keep right on going.
I ain't asking you. Keep quiet. Hmm. Well, they got Cisco and the other one trussed up like a couple of turkeys. I sure enjoy seeing that.
Mighty good thing for us, the sheriff thinks them two are the guilty ones. Come on, let's go.
I'll give the orders around here, Suggs.
But look, why don't we go get the gold at prospector work and get out of the country?
We'll attend to that in due time.
Oh, what are you planning now, Montana?
Look, you see this lump on my jaw, don't you? And this here black eye?
Well, what about it?
That's Cisco's work. No man alive can hit Al Montana like that and get away with it.
Yeah, but...
That posse will have to make camp tonight. They can't make town before dark, no matter how hard they ride. As soon as they're all asleep, I'm going into that camp.
But what for?
I'm going to kill that Cisco kid.
Ah, you're plumb crazy, Montana. They'll catch a sure.
No, they won't. I ain't going to use a gun on Cisco. I'm going to use this knife.
You're overplaying your luck.
I know what I'm doing. All right, come on. You ride slow on the trail. It's only a couple of hours till they'll make camp.
All right. You go ahead, Montana. Give me half the money from that store and I'll keep on going. Out of this country.
No, you don't. We're in this together, Suggs, and we'll stay together. You understand? I know. Come on.
I can throw some more wood on that campfire, deputy.
Well, all right, Sheriff. Don't see much point in it, though. All gonna turn in. Warm night.
Yeah, but might well have a better coal ready when we get up in the morning.
All right. Now there. That ought to keep it going.
I'll take a look at the prisoners. Anything you hombres want for a turn-in?
No, nothing, Sheriff.
We want to be away from here, that's all.
Yeah? Wouldn't wonder.
Come to think of it, there is one thing I would like, Senor Sheriff.
Yeah? Well, what's that?
I would like to be moved so my back is against that rock over there. Here I am lying on a tree root. Isn't that comfortable?
All right. Give me a hand, deputy.
What's the matter, Sheriff?
Moving Cisco over so his back's against that rock.
Move Pancho, too.
All right, just a minute.
Here, lift it up. My thunder, you're heavy, Cisco.
Yeah. This all right?
See. Glasses.
The other one will be heavier.
Yeah, but Cisco and Pancho asked to be here.
Up with him, deputy. Swear I'd hate to have to lug this one a mile.
Glasses, glasses.
You check that rawhide rope that ties them, deputy.
Well, they won't get away, Sheriff.
Perhaps one of your men had better stay awake, Senor Sheriff. Perhaps all of you better stay awake just to watch us.
You Pancho sleepy. Pancho that could stay awake.
Well, how do you feel now about confessing, Cisco?
I cannot confess to something I did not do, Sheriff.
You should have asked that four times now.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep right on asking until you confess, starting the first thing in the morning.
You may ask until you are blue in the face, Sheriff. You will still get the same answer. The hombres you want are the hombres you let get away.
He sure sticks to his story, Sheriff.
See, I do. He's the truth.
Ain't a worrying. Come on, deputy, let's get some sleep.
Oh. There's their campfire up ahead, Suggs.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah, the sheriff and that posse will be tired from riding. They'll be rolled in their blankets by now.
Yeah, most likely.
You got a knife, ain't you?
Yeah.
Now, lad, you take the fat one and I'll take Cisco.
Just one thing, Montana.
Yeah?
What's the sheriff going to say when he wakes up and finds out his prisoner's been murdered?
What's the difference what he says?
Plenty. He's going to know somebody sneaked into the camp and got him. He's going to send out the alarm.
There's a deputy and two possumen with him. How is he going to know for sure but what one of them got him? Ah, well, anyway, by the time he wakes up, we'll be miles away, riding out of the country. All right, come on, Suggs. Be sure you make it good.
Pancho was going to sleep, and I wanted him to stay awake. Pancho. Pancho. Mother of me, they can hear that snore a mile away. Pancho. See if I can move around enough to poke him with a toe of my boot. Pancho.
Pancho, wake up.
Shh. Quieto, Pancho. No noise.
Pancho, wake
up. Quieto, I tell you. Keep your voice down.
What'd you do, Cisco? What did you do, huh?
In another moment, your snoring would have awakened the whole camp. Now stay awake.
Pancho, try, sister. Pancho's sleepy, though.
You must stay awake. A few moments ago, two horsemen rode into the draw above us and stopped them. The sound carried here.
Who the horsemen, Cisco?
I do not know for sure. Probably the two hombres we had the fight with.
What they do up there, Cisco?
They may be coming into this camp after us, Pancho. At any rate, we must be free. Grab the rawhide that ties your wrists against the rock.
See, Cisco.
I will do the same. Some chance we have to get free.
Cisco, get a good look at the two hombres. Has Cisco ever seen them before?
I do not remember seeing them, Chico. But there are many who would like the chance to kill us for sending members of their gang to prison.
Pancho, up harder, Cisco. Pancho, take the skin off the wrist.
See, si, but that is better than being killed, amigo.
Si, Pancho, rub harder.
I believe this rawhide is wearing thin. In another moment or two, I think I can break the rawhide in two. It did break. Now, as soon as I untie my ankles, Pancho, I will set you free. There. Now, lean away from the rock, Pancho, so I can get at that man.
Pancho, think you hear somebody crawl on the ground nearby, Cisco?
See, I heard the same thing, Chico. Those hombres are coming into this camp. There. That knot is untied. Your hands are free. Get the other knot untied, Pancho. Then lean back against the rock again, just as if you were asleep.
See, Cisco. Pancho, get the knot untied now. And Pancho, lean back against the rock now. Pancho, snow, Cisco?
No. None of that.
None of that.
Those willows at the edge of camp are moving, Pancho, and there's no wind. Pretend to be asleep.
See, but Pancho, I can go to sleep now.
Quieto, Pancho.
Aye.
Which one's which, Montana?
The one on the right, Cisco. I'll take him. Sleeping like a couple of babies. I'll make it sure now, Suggs.
I do not think you'll make it sure.
Get the other one, Pancho.
I'll give the other one, Cisco, with his bare feet.
Yeah. Well, I'm leaving.
Yeah, but you are not going far over it.
Oh! Nothing brings us both on here.
Hey, wake up, boy. Wake up.
Now for you, hombre.
So you quickly, Cisco. I'll get you for that.
The only thing you will get, hombre, is this punch on the jaw.
Grab him, boys. Grab him all. I got six pulse.
Santo Sheriff, will you never learn? Do not let those two coyotes get away.
I got them covered, Cisco. I'll you boys throw some wood on them coals. Let's have some light here.
Right, Jiminy.
You two. Get up and come over here. We can have a good look at you.
Hey, Sheriff. This hombre's Al Montana. I didn't get a good look at him before.
Yeah, Deputy. And this buzzard's named Suggs.
Hey, look, Sheriff. We don't know nothing about that store robbery and killing.
Oh, you don't, huh? Well, how'd you know there was a store robbery and killing, huh?
Seems to me news gets out here mighty fast.
Oh, you blasted fool, Suggs. Shut up.
It is just a bit too late to shut up now. What about that prospector you shot down?
Montana got him. I didn't. You can't hold me for a thing.
How about that, Senor Sheriff?
I reckon we're going to hold them both. Kind of looks as if I misjudged you and your partner, Cisco.
We've been misjudged before, Sheriff.
I'll need some testimony from you, though, Cisco. So you better come on to town with us, if you will.
Si, Senor Sheriff. We'd be glad to. And although it is a small matter, I want to find out who stole that ammunition money I left on the counter for Senor Thompson. No matter how small the crime, thieves and criminals must be brought to justice.
Cisco?
Hey, Pancho.
Bandidos confessed to the robbery and the murder, Cisco?
Hey, Pancho, they did.
Bueno.
The evidence against them was complete. They also confessed that it was one of them who stole the ammunition money from Senor Thompson's store.
Who runs Senor Thompson's store now, Cisco? His wife?
No, Pancho. Senor Thompson was a bachelor.
Bachelor?
Si.
What a bachelor, Cisco?
Why, a bachelor is a single man, Chico. Huh? A man who never got married.
Oh, so that's what a bachelor is.
Si.
Then Pancho's cousin Sanchez can not never get married.
How do you know Sanchez will never get married?
Because that's what he learned in the college. He always be a bachelor.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. Sanchez go to the college, and Pancho know that Sanchez not never get married.
Well, how do you know that, Pancho?
Because Sanchez tell Pancho he go to the college to study for a bachelor's degree.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, I see so.
Up the
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.